Poems about grace. The video is soft and grainy as an ultrasound. 11 seconds of a caretaker holding a baby girl up by the armpits like a potted plant. When the woman bounced her in the air, the infant shivered the way petals do when wind grasps a stem too thin, too breakable to hold. We stood a foot from the screen for hours. Rewind and play, rewind and play. Inside us, something raised and gathered like a scar. We were an ache, a gash sealed for someone other than ourselves. My husband boiled pots and pots of tea. We wouldn't sleep, that baby out there burning, remote and lonely as a star. At the orphanage, she learned early not to cry. No one came. 12 children per nurse. She lay with sleeves safety pinned to the mattress. By mid-afternoon, her window darkened like a clot. Blackness welled up and pooling, pushing even the clouds from their sky. Maybe in the stillness, she heard a starling. Maybe she wanted to sing too. Got as far as opening her mouth, but didn't know any songs. To adopt, you visit first. This is labor. It is unpinning your baby's arms from her crib of toothpicks and lead paint. It is her squirm when caressed, caught between an instant of panic and her lifelong yearn. It is the cautious curl against a mother's chest, how her brown lips part like an upturned beak as you darn the holes in her clothes, the punctures made when fettered to her sheets. It is your impulse to encircle her like a womb, to feel her breathe and kick in her sleep, to hear her heart faintly against yours, that pregnant syncopation you thought you'd never know. Touch had turned her hungry. All night she wailed, her mouth the O of an open drain. The next day a nurse yelled, "You've ruined her, held her too much." The vein running up her neck stood out like a blue cable. She had taught this child what was good to know, that life would be low-pitched and solo. To be born means the same as to barrel, the way a train does from its station, the way this child had from the body of the mother who first cut her brakes. Her toes, like tiny golden hooks, pulled me up from the world. Mornings, she put the undersides of her feet together as though in prayer. I learned a new way to talk to God, her little feet in my mouth, in each sentence I spoke. Once, seeing her socks on the staircase, the shape of 2 white eggs, I burst grateful into tears. "Did I come from your tummy?" "No, but Grace, you came from my heart." She hears this and stretches wide like the confident roots of a flower, an outward earthen stir. See how the veined palms draw gently toward the roots in mine, our dangling threads crocheted into a trellis like lace, a helix we've doubled and twisted by hand.